Welcome to another edition of the Tech Teachers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Holly.
And I'm a physics teacher.
And I teach Spanish.
Our website is thetechteachers.blogspot.com.
And our email address is rayandholly@gmail.com. And Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E.
Keep the feedback coming. It's good to hear from everybody out there and the suggestions. We're slowly replying to everybody. And the ones that I have to reply to have been extremely slow, huh?
Yes.
I think I got one from a couple months ago, somebody about the Xbox 360. So.
Sorry.
The replies are coming.
Right.
Today will be a little bit tech heavy, I think, for a change. And we're going to do it at the top of the show. There will be a bit of education at the end, so kind of fix our slogan, which probably needs updated. Before we jump into the tech, though, let's just talk a little bit about our lives.
Okay.
Or our lack thereof, since we're teachers.
Well, I'm feeling very stressed out because it's Sunday night, and got to go back to school tomorrow. And I have everything done and prepared for the week, but I'm still a little stressed.
Yeah.
You know.
Gonna hit
the ground running tomorrow morning. So.
Yeah. Watched football today. Giants won. Ugly, very ugly. And the Chiefs won, thanks to Larry Johnson, Penn State grad. And speaking of Penn State, Penn State beat Wisconsin yesterday. Pretty impressive. Looking at a major bowl game, and I've got the hat on here that says Penn State. And for those of you that are listening right now, we are doing our first recording of this. We've got a camera trained
on
us. Yeah, video recording. We've got a camera trained on us right now. It's a little weird. It's freaking us both out a little bit.
Me more than you, I think.
It won't show up into the RSS feed for quite a while. I'm going to play around. In fact, the edited video might be a week and a half until I edit the video the first time through. So, because I'm going to have to make transitions and all
right.
That good stuff.
Kind of testing it out right now.
Yep.
Is what we're doing.
Yep. So. On that note, though, when it does become available, we'll post it to the blog, thetechteachers.blogspot.com.
Right.
And also, you can find show notes there. We keep forgetting to mention the show notes, I think.
Yes.
And I
work hard on those.
Yes. Holly takes care of the show notes.
Yep.
Everything that we talk about in the show, any links that we mention, we provide on the website, thetechteachers.blogspot.com, and you can just click on the link. So even if you're watching the show, listening to the show, or now
right.
Watching,
that's applies. Uh-huh.
You can just have your web browser open to our site and quickly click on the stuff that we talk about instead of having to type it all in. Or if you're listening on the go, you can go back and reference it.
Right.
All right. Anything else going on?
I don't think so.
No, not too much. It was a busy week.
Right. And my car's about ready to break down.
Yeah, crazy stuff. It was like it's possessed.
Yeah.
Just came back from Walmart. Tell them what happened.
Well, all the lights on the panel just flash on and off, and the radio kind of, you know, flickers and that sort of thing. My lights flicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I can feel my brakes.
And all the different warning lights start going off.
Yeah, all the warning lights are going off. I can feel my brakes pumping, and so I got to get that checked out. Unfortunately, though, I'm not going to have time until, like, Thursday. So I'll have to drive it like that to school.
But yikes. Yikes.
Yeah. All anyway. Right.
So hopefully Holly won't break down at all in the next couple days. All right. Into the tech section. Right off the top, we want to talk about the site of the night. We have two. One from Holly. Go ahead.
Okay. I found a blog recently that's has to do with technology and education. I'll put that site up on thetechteachers.blogspot.com because it's kind of long site. But it's a blog. It's called Blog Juice for Educational Technology. And it's run by a technology officer just for a K-12 educational service agency. And it's really well done. It's real professional type writing, higher level writing, and just very interesting site. And I've been checking it out for the last week. So it's not something I've been checking a long time. But for right now, I'd say I'm enjoying it. So.
Yeah, I did a little bit of research here a couple of days ago. And I found a whole bunch of good stuff, but I gotta organize the links,
okay.
And I'll provide to them.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta sift through it all. I was finding all sorts of good resources, not only on teaching stuff, but other schools, like kids that were doing podcasts and videocasts and stuff like that. There's a lot out there. And that actually, the site of the night for me is a shameless plug for my Science Club videocast, which we now actually have a blog up. It's still in the early testing stages, but it's over at hcscience.blogspot.com. Name of the show is Hardcore Science, and what we do is a the first show is a little different. Normally there'll be a demo, like a demonstration of something neat in science.
Right.
And then an explanation of the previous weeks. So the first show, there was not any explanation. It was just a neat demo. Okay. And then the explanation comes the following week. Also, the kids are doing all the video editing. And I promise if you do check out this video, there will not be quite so many bloopers. We'll contain the bloopers to less than the actual show.
Why? The first one was blooper heavy?
Yeah, there was about 3 minutes of bloopers and 2 minutes of show. Which was fine. It was a good time.
I thought it was
fun.
Great. I thought it was great. I thought it was excellent.
Better than my first effort, I think that'll be... It'll be better, probably better video editing than what I do for this show,
right.
I would bet. Because they spent some time on it, cutting and doing multiple camera angles and stuff like that.
Nice job.
So check it out. The first one was on a little can crushing demo, and then the one that'll come out hopefully about a week later, and then they should come out weekly, will be these neat dancing flames with a big metal tube, and the flames come out the top and it dances to the music type of thing. All right. The explanations are by the students too. I do not appear in the...
Right.
Unless I'm cut in as like a blooper or like my vacation footage at the end
of
the
first round.
So
it is not about you.
No, it's not about me. No. But shameless plug for them.
Right.
All right.
Download of the week?
Yes, yes, yes. The download of the week. I have one today, and it's called GIMP Shop.
Say what GIMP stands for.
Okay. GIMP stands for GNU Image Manipulation Program. That's the GIMP part. Okay, so this is like a free, powerful alternative to Photoshop.
Right.
But a lot of people, and this is, I think it's an open source free project, a lot of people didn't like, a lot of people that are so used to Photoshop, it's tough to make the transition to something different when you get used to all the menus and stuff like that.
Okay.
So kind of like OpenOffice seems real similar to Microsoft. Well, somebody went in with very little programming knowledge and took GIMP and made it look just like or very similar to Photoshop. So if you're out there and you like Photoshop and you're used to Photoshop, but you want to put it on another computer or at home or something, you don't want to spend the hundreds and hundreds of dollars, here's an alternative. So check it out. It's over at, I believe, Plastic. What is it at? Let's see. Plasticbugs.com is where it's at.
Plastic Bugs. What's that?
It's somebody's blog.
Oh, okay.
And it'll say right away, home of the original GIMP Shop, and you can get GIMP Shop on there. So check it out, especially if you're a Photoshop fan. If not, just check out the regular version of GIMP and see what you think for editing up your photos and whatnot. Have you checked it out at all? You've never used Photoshop, right?
I've never used
no digital camera. So once you get your digital camera, you were asking me about software packages. This is probably what I would recommend instead of spending hundreds of dollars. So.
And thank you for those of you that have been sending in suggestions for my digital camera that I'm looking for.
Yeah, you got quite a response for that.
It seems to be most people are like in the Canon line right now, and I have a Canon SLR. So, but anyway, if anybody else has any suggestions on a digital camera, I'm looking. I'm researching right now.
Okay.
So send that along.
Did you have anything else for a site of the night or download?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, continuing on with tech here. Would like to, got it hanging around my neck for those of you at home. Would like to do a little re-review of the iPod Shuffle. After very enviously looking at the, what is it?
The video iPod.
Not the video, the other one when it came out.
The Nano.
I talked about the Nano a lot and how it was nice with the screen and all that. Well, I've recently decided that the Shuffle, this case did not come with it. This was an extra purchase. I've got a little protective case for it for those of you that are just listening. A little re-review on it. I decided that this is better for me than either than the Nano or the iPod Video, because I realized that I use this just as much as a thumb drive as I do as a listening device.
Okay.
And I can't plug in and install software. I don't want to have to carry around a cable either. I mean, I could just get to the video. I'm assuming you can just plug in a USB cable and still connect it to any computer like this, but I don't want to carry around any cables. I want to have something that I don't have. I can just put around my neck and it can be my backup drive and
plug it right into
my
the
music
USB.
Player. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, someday I'll probably get an iPod Video, probably when they make the screen bigger and stuff like that, because I would like to be able to take all my content on the go, like 60 gigabytes worth.
Okay.
But as far as like the portable one that I want to take with me everywhere, I decided that this is superior to the Nano for my purposes.
Cheaper. So
yes, and it's a lot cheaper.
That's good.
Yeah. And the battery life is really good. the wearing around the neck is the big thing.
Right.
That I can easily transfer files back and forth, and I don't need to carry around a cable because I lose cables left and right. So this really, I've decided not to buy a Nano, and someday I'll buy a video, a big video, once I have money. Okay. So just a little review on that. Do you want to talk about your...
Yeah.
We checked out the videos. What did you think of them?
Oh, the iPod videos?
Yeah, we went down to the Apple store this weekend and took a look at the IMAX, the new IMAX with the little photo booth thing, and that was neat. We're really impressed with that, with all the built-in stuff. It's real clean. But what about the video? What did you think? The iPod video. Well,
it looked better than I thought it would, and you said it looked worse than you thought it would.
Yeah.
I guess I had really low expectations for what it would be like.
But. I was not real impressed. Now, we should make this clear to everybody out there that maybe haven't the less people that don't read the tech sites and stuff like that. All of the iPod, if you buy a regular iPod now, it has video built in.
Okay.
It's not a special version of the iPod. Uh-huh. They're just, the regular iPods play video. They made the screen a little bit bigger. They made it a little smaller. Actually, they made the bigger one, the 60 gig, a lot smaller, I think. So it's got smaller and the screen is bigger. It is sleek. I love the look of it. It makes me want to eventually get another iPod. But as far as a video player goes, I think it's got some ways to go. It needs a little bigger screen, and it needs to play a little higher quality video. It didn't look nearly as good as my Spider-Man 2 on the PSP. I thought that looked a lot better. Now, that probably has to do with compression and file size and all that. And also, the other thing is, I think they said the battery life when you watch the video is only like 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's right. That stinks.
That's worse than my laptop with a fresh battery.
Right.
So that's no good. That's not good. But still, it's opening up for like a 5-minute podcast, a video podcast, or a 20-minute video podcast riding in, you know, to work or something. It's perfect if you're like on the train. Obviously, you can't watch this in a car.
Hopefully not.
Or, you know, on a, you know, if you're eating lunch and you don't have anybody to talk to or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
Instead of just sitting there or reading the newspaper, here you can watch your video casts.
Right.
So I can see uses for it, and I will want one. But as far as buying it just for the video functionality, like if you have a current iPod, there's no need to upgrade, I'd say, unless you want the sleeker, smaller form factor. But it was still, they were nice. Good sound quality. I liked it.
Yeah.
Expensive. What is it? Starts at $300. $300 for the 30 gig. But that's the other thing. They upped the capacities. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's $400 for the 60.
Yeah.
$400 for 60 gigs. That's small. That's nice.
Right.
That's nice.
And the IMAX were gorgeous as well.
The IMAX.
The IMAX. What did I say?
IMAX.
Oh, okay, yeah, the IMAX.
IMAX. For those of you at home that don't know what this is, we might do a segment again on it later. But it is it's the Macintosh computer that is built into an LCD panel, basically. So it's about about that thick, you think?
Right.
So I'm holding up my fingers right now. It's probably, what would you say, about 3 or 4.
3 or 4 inches.
3 or 4 inches thick, and it's got built-in speakers, built-in. Camera, like a video camera for for their, what do they call it, iChat, so you can video conference with people, built-in microphone, and there's only, you know, there's very little in the way of cables because it's all built in. And I think it weighs, what do we look up, like 20 pounds?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it weighs 20 pounds, so it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Of course, Macintosh is going to Intel, and you know, so if you're, you know, if you're a computer enthusiast, you might want to wait before buying any Macintosh products until they go over to Intel, because then you can run Windows and Macintosh software, and that'll be awesome. I will probably buy Mac computers when that happens.
Right.
Just because they're so sleek and nice. Not as maybe my gaming platform, but as like that second computer that sits in the bedroom type of thing. Perfect.
Anyhow. Sorry. I think we went on a bit about that.
I went on a bit about that.
Yes.
Nobody cared about what I
said. Okay, let me show my MP3 player.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Forgot about that.
I know, okay. This is my MP3 player, and it's...
Let's hold it up a little. Great. We might be able to cut to that.
Okay. It's Creative Movo Slim. It's 256 megabytes.
For size.
Right, for size comparison.
It's a little bit thinner than the Shuffle, but a lot wider. A lot cheaper,
yes. I very much enjoy it. The only thing is I'd say is that the songs, you can't really arrange them in the order that you want them to be in. They just kind of go where, I mean, I think they go in alphabetical order.
Okay. So it doesn't have real good playlist functioning.
Right.
That's something you might be able to fix with the Windows Media Player. I think you can
really
probably has support for playlists. Not 100% sure,
But you because I drop a playlist from Windows Media Player here's a little, in there.
Oh, really? So, and it doesn't keep them in order?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, that stinks.
Well, because I listen to...
It was a cheap MP3.
Well, I listen to podcasts on the way to work.
Put a one in front of them.
I listen to podcasts on the way to work. Yeah. Okay. And so what I do is that I'm just... I have to search through all of the songs and all that to find the particular podcast I want.
If you're having trouble with that, put like, if it's alphabetical, usually one comes first. Right. So if you want to listen, let's say you've got your top 10 podcasts, just put a, change the file name to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
But you know what? When I've changed the file name, now it will not locate the files that I mean.
Change it before you transfer.
No, but I'm talking about the actual.
The media thing?
Oh, the iTunes. Or Windows Media Player. Won't locate it on my computer.
Yeah, well.
So.
It was your first MP3
player. No, I love it. Thank you. It was a gift from you. Yes. No, but I do. I really enjoy it a lot.
It's a budget MP3 player.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I do. I was just
These
saying.
Hadn't come down in price
a
yet.
A setback. Or.
A setback?
Not a setback.
Oh, well. You can buy Shuffle now. I forget. They've come down in price. I think you get basically the gigabytes, I think, are 100 now. All right. I'm not sure on that, though.
You know, I'm not real sure how this is going. I'm very nervous that there's a video camera on us now. I'm very camera shy.
Camera shy? Wave to the camera. Hello, folks.
Hi.
That's Holly. And I'm Ray.
Sorry to disappoint.
Oh, and Ray this is the test run. Next
Ray
week
is
I will
no
not
supermodel.
Be in flannel. I'm sporting the blue and white in honor of Penn State and, of course, the blue for the Giants. But
very good.
I'll be more appropriately dressed next time, I think. For showing up on maybe hundreds of people's, I don't know. We'll see how many people download. If you're listening to the audio, just drop us an email if you think you'd be interested in the video.
Okay.
I'm curious if everybody listens to it on their way to work or what. I think a large proportion of our audience are probably teachers.
Probably doing other stuff while they listen.
Yeah, that's
if they're
what I'm
teachers especially.
So I don't know if there's that much of a demand for the video or not. But I want to go to the video because I want to learn how to do the video and also it'll help me. Once the two people that have been editing the science video cast get sick of it, I'll be able to show somebody else how to do it real easy.
Okay.
All right. Education.
Well,
don't detect? How about that for a transition? Just yell out the next section. Education.
The only thing we have left here is the fact that you showed your physics movie.
That's it. That's all we have in education?
Yeah.
Okay.
We kind of had it segmented a little bit differently, but you just decided to throw all of it together. You got a little excited. That's fine.
It's the camera.
Yes. I know. This
I went in order of my. I got a little list of. I went in order there. Oh,
no, you didn't. Anyway, okay. So you showed a movie this week, right?
Yep. A physics movie.
A physics movie.
And educational. I mean, it was. And the kids actually liked it. A lot of them. I took a little poll of one of the classes that where we finished it because it ran into enrichment. And only two people said they didn't like it. The rest of them said that they liked it.
Why didn't they like it?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get that in depth. I was just curious on overall impressions.
Yeah.
But now what I did was, first of all, it was a surprisingly good movie. I watched this when it aired on TV and it drew me in. And I was surprised. I thought, oh, I'll just check this out.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did was I had the LCD projector, so I had it on a very big screen, and I brought in – I already had in my stereo receiver for the speakers for a demo we did for the science club. So I brought in the other two speakers. So we had like a little bit of surround sound. We had a center channel left and right. We didn't have the speakers in back. We didn't have a subwoofer. So I turned up the volume real loud, and I covered up the windows, so it was real dark when they came in. And I even rearranged the seats so they were kind of facing the screen. So it kind of had a little bit of that theater feel to it.
Oh, that's fun.
And
that's fun.
It, you know, they were really into it, I think. There were some kids. Obviously, some kids weren't into it. I saw them. They would get out something else to work on. And, you know, that wasn't the end of the world, you know, if you're really bored by
something.
You let
them work on something else?
I didn't. As long as it was schoolwork or physics.
Really? Oh,
I don't know. Most of them I watched. I watched to see if they were intently doing their work or if they were also watching the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them that were doing that were also watching the movie.
Okay.
So it was kind of like in the lull parts where they lost interest, they'd work on something, then they'd look up. So it was still captivating their attention enough that they continued to watch.
See, I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree that it's okay to work on something else because the fact that, I mean, obviously if I'm showing you this movie, I think it's important.
But parts of it were more important than others. But it was a dramatic type thing, so I didn't want to stop and fast forward and interrupt. I wanted to just play throughout. But there were some slower parts.
But sometimes you don't know what's good for you. So I think sometimes the kids don't know. High school, junior, seniors. If I listen to this, you know, there's
I might learn
something.
Yeah. But most of them paid pretty darn good attention throughout the whole thing. One of the blocks, not so much. Had to quiet them down a couple times.
Right.
Mainly making comments on the movie, kind of like kidding things or repeating. Mm-hmm. And that would have been fine if we only had five people in there. But with, you know, 25 kids, you can't. I always hate when people talk during movies. And some of the kids I could tell were getting annoyed when people would like make little comments. It was getting a little bit out of control.
Oh, I paused the video. I showed a video recently in my class too, and I paused the video. I was like, we're not going on until
it's quiet.
And they
It wasn't horrible. I mean, it was just mildly annoying, you know, and eventually it wore on me too.
Yeah.
But overall there were some kids that were really into it and even said that you said we were going to watch a video. I thought it was going to be horrible because I've shown some other videos where they're more for concepts and for ideas and visual aids of what's going on in physics. And they're very dry, but it's just to get the picture. I pause and then I talk about it. And it's not for a dramatic thing. This was a very dramatic type movie.
Right.
And as a result, a lot of kids got really into it. Some kids that aren't normally that interested in physics kind of sparked up a little bit. So it was good. It was another way to make physics interesting.
So it's okay to show videos, in your opinion, in the classroom?
If they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they've got to be good. You got to be very careful when you pick them. And usually what I do is I stop the video and ask questions. Mm-hmm. Or I'll have something to go along with the video. But this was more of a movie. So.
Well, obviously, I said I showed a video recently, too. So I agree it's okay to show them. But there was a teacher I knew in high school that I didn't really respect too much because they would show video. I mean, it was a history class. It was, they would show movies every week, and I didn't learn anything. I mean, it, you know, it's entertaining, but that's just, I don't agree with that. But
yeah, I mean, there was like 3 weeks in a row where I showed videos, but they were of the kind where we stopped and talked, and it was just for showing stuff that I couldn't easily do,
as
like dropping watermelons
right.
from diving boards, and you know, going to racetracks and talking about friction. I mean, stuff that we couldn't go do, and it would speed up their understanding.
Yes. Well, I use videos all the time, if possible, and video clips, too, as teaching tools, you know?
Yeah.
So
we'll never sit down and watch something that's just remotely related to physics and doesn't have a whole lot of history or educational value. Like, I'm trying to think of something. Like, we're not going to watch some sci-fi movie just because there's some reference to physics somewhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No, we're not going to do that. This was all about physics. I mean, that's it. Okay. But anyway. So you think they're overall the movies, they're okay as long as the right context?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. As long as they're teaching.
It was also right before the test, and I wanted to give them, this was our test was going to be a little bit different, and I thought they needed more time to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to give two nights where we didn't have any homework. So they had two nights to really prep for the test and come up with their questions, and we had a review that day after school.
Right.
So I wanted, it was also to give them some time to make sure they were really ready for a test that covered a lot of material, so. We'll find out. I haven't graded the test yet. We'll see how that worked. And it fit into the schedule.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. It was a 90-minute thing.
Hey, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
I was talking to you about this earlier. I have a new group of 7th graders, and they just don't turn in their work.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of D's. There are a lot of D's and F's now. I've had
seventh
them for
graders.
3 weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks I've had them for. And their 3-week progress report, I'm getting it ready for tomorrow. I know we didn't plan on talking about this, but
that's okay.
It's really bugging me because I have so many D's and F's. It's ridiculous. Simply, they just don't turn in their work. They work during class.
So I would, if they do their work during their class, I would, if it's that much of a problem, like they're losing it or whatever, I would have them, because they're middle schoolers. I would never do this with high schoolers.
Yeah.
Unless it was like a special case, like one kid.
Yeah.
I would tell them, if you're not going to work on this at home and you know you're not going to work on it, just leave it here.
Right.
And give them a cabinet in the back of the room where they can just pile up their papers and then take them out. Let them organize it.
I noticed that it was sparse what people were turning in. So every day at the beginning of class, I'd say, make sure you turn in your homework. Whatever you finished last time, you need to turn it in so you can get some points. Even if you didn't finish the homework assignment, whatever you finished in class, turn it in. And they just don't do it. And so you think I should designate a place where they should just leave it?
Yeah.
And
that's what I would do. Just leave it and then be like, work on the rest of them at home if you remember, bring them in. But whatever you
to
get
me,
completed, leave
here. To me, that's excusing them from doing, well, what if it's like a worksheet or something like that? You know,
oh,
it's excusing
well,
them from
have
doing.
Have them get out scissors and chop off where they finish. I'm serious. I mean,
I don't know.
If they're that bad. Now, you have a lot of lower level students, so
yeah.
I think you might have to do something like that. I mean, a lot of people do that I haven't seen it too much at my high school, but where they have like file folders for each student and all that kind of stuff.
But I really
that,
think
I have privacy I can't concerns do with that. That. I don't want somebody. I no. wouldn't in high school. I wouldn't want somebody going in and taking a look at my work.
No, no, no.
Or the kid that's gone for 2 weeks walks back
access
and takes,
to everything.
You know,
right?
Oh, there, I've got all the assignments, but
yeah,
I hang on to their tests.
I don't know. I just want to teach them some responsibility. And I think that's part of my job. They're going to, you know, they're going to be out in the real world and you
yeah,
can't.
But we got a lot of years of school where they're not in the real world.
I know.
They
I
don't need to,
so.
They're not getting they close to the real world until high school.
I know, but it now's the time. You need to start learning now.
They'll forget even if they do. Trust me. From what I've seen of even upper level people and, you know, a lot of kids don't get the whole organizational responsibility thing until they hit college. And it really is. Nobody cares. Like they, mm-hmm. the teacher doesn't ever ask you to turn in your homework or do anything like that. And right. all of a sudden they're at least at a major university. This is how it usually works is that you're completely responsible for yourself. Then all of a sudden they either wake up and swim or they wake up and sink. You know?
So do I fail these students then? Cause I have I have nothing to grade for them.
That I don't know. That I don't know.
I don't know.
That depends
I'm
on the school
of,
culture.
I'm trying. I'm really.
I do a lot where I try to teach responsibility, and you know,
yeah.
you know, you're responsible for your own work, and you need to come to me, or actually not come to me. You need to go to another student and find out what we did, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. But well, still, a lot of kids just don't do it. They just don't care.
I had a parent recently tell me, "Well, my child does not want to turn in any of his work late because you know there's a reduction in the grade for being late," and I was thinking, well, you know. If you pay your rent late or you pay your bills yeah. late, you have a late fee, you yeah. know? So it's yep. kind of the same
and
some
things, if you're late, they just don't take it. They say, no, forget it. You
right.
missed your chance.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I am not Miss Strict, hard-nosed. You know, I give them chances and all that, especially because it's middle school. But I just don't know how I'm going to help these guys get on track.
That brings up an interesting point in the whole late thing. You know, businesses usually allow you to turn stuff in late as long mm-hmm. as it's to their advantage. As soon as it's not to their advantage for you to turn in late, guess what? You don't get to turn whatever it was in late.
Right.
And the kids, I mean, they need to learn that sometimes you can get away with turning things in late. Like, if you, like for instance, your rent or something like mm-hmm. that. That's built in. But if it's not built in, you know, like yes. to turn something in late as a, like a late penalty, the company won't, you know, I mean, if you don't show up for your interview,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not going to get the job.
That's a good point.
You know, there's a lot of stuff in life where if you show up late or turn it in late, you're out of luck. I mean,
yeah.
that's the end of it. I mean, you get the zero. So, I
right.
mean, I spent on big projects, like stuff that's been has been due for a long time, there's no wiggle room. On everything else, though, I say if you come and talk to me earlier in the day, I'll give you more time. I'll give you like an extension on whatever
right.
it is you want. But kids still don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't seem to understand that. I'll leave, you know, even on a quiz. Like if they don't understand something, if they come and talk to me early in the day and they, you know, more than 2 seconds, or they, you know, talk to me a little bit, I'll say, okay, take the quiz the following day,
okay.
as long as you come in and get help, that kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, if you don't get it, I'll give you more time to get it before I quiz you or collect your homework. I'll always do that. I think I've only had one or two people all year take me up on that.
Okay.
And that's it.
Right.
Isn't that surprising when you
yeah.
give them that option to kind of do it late whenever you feel like. I said this, it doesn't have to be a real great reason. It could just be I was busy or had a headache last night.
Right.
You know, I had someone's birthday party to go to. As long as you tell me ahead of time, I'm willing to work with that. Because that's the way it usually is in the real world.
Okay.
But on big projects, it's not like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have the big presentation to give to the client on set date. You can't push that back a day unless
mm-hmm.
you're, you know, a mover, you know, you're the president of the company or whatever. You have to give the presentation. You can't show up and not have it.
Right.
Or you get fired, you know.
So maybe just give them zeros and maybe sometime along the way they'll realize this. And
yeah, I'd say, well, yeah. what I do is, like, because a lot of kids don't come to me to make up quizzes. And I do give zeros on the quizzes. Now, I will let them look at the quiz and make up the concepts. But as far as getting the points back, they have to do something else. Because
right.
the quiz is come and gone. The answers are out there. All the kids know the answers to the quiz. You know, I have alternate versions of quizzes for kids that do it within a reasonable amount of time. But if you come back a month later and we've done the test, what's the point of
yeah,
of
that's
doing
true.
It?
That's true.
And before the test, they should understand the concepts anyway when they're preparing for the
mm-hmm.
test. So the question should come up. So they should still learn the material. But I do offer lots of chance for extra credit that can kind of replace quizzes that they miss along the way.
Okay.
So they can get the points back if they want them very easily, in fact.
Right.
I've built in that. If you miss a quiz, don't freak out. I mean, even if you don't make it up, you don't need to freak out. As long as you get the concept, you can do something else. It could even be related to that concept to get the points back.
Okay.
So I'm willing to work with them on that. And I think I'm going to have some kids taking me up on that soon. that did that because we had a couple quizzes over this last unit. I went quiz happy. I think I quizzed just about every time instead of collecting. I do quiz or collection of homework. I think we talked about that before, but anything else?
No, I think that's...
We went a little over, didn't we?
That's good, yes.
Now we should start like, now that we have video, I think we should start like a little jar here where I put like a dollar, well, maybe not a dollar, I'm kind of poor, put like a quarter in every time I interrupt you.
I like that. And then I get to keep it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
I like that a lot.
I didn't interrupt you too much.
Yes,
I don't
you
think.
Did.
I talked
you
a lot.
You did several times. Okay. You know what? We're going to start that jar because I guarantee
we'll start that jar
the jar would have had, you know, $1.50 in it at least.
But you have, we'll have a jar for you too.
For what? What do
for
I do?
For the same thing.
For interrupting you?
The same thing, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, just so it evens
out. Shut your mouth. No. No. No, 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 no.
We'll have two jars.
For?
For the same thing. For the same thing. Just to, you do it every once in a while.
I have to interrupt you back.
Yes.
Is the thing.
Yeah. See, I
well,
think that's
what
good.
I'm saying. I have to interrupt you back. So when I'm interrupting you, it's to get my talking time back.
Okay, if I've just put in a quarter, then you'll have like 5 minutes of no quarter. And then if you do it, then if you do one, you'll put a quarter in.
Fine.
Yours.
You know what? Let's do it. It'll be a
right,
nice
we'll
visualization
it.
For you
yeah,
to see,
we'll see
your problem that yeah. needs to be fixed.
Yeah, I got to work on it. I know. I know I got to work on it.
Okay.
I got to interrupt less.
Yes.
But sometimes you got to. If you're saying something wrong, or I won't. The big what? Thing is if you won't remember.
What did you just say to me? Okay.
Like the iMic. When you said iMic.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And you are not flawless. You make plenty of mistakes.
What did I say? I said I gave the wrong date for something. What did I say?
I don't know.
Oh, Mold Day. I said... Because it's 10/23, and I said November.
Oh, you know what?
23rd.
I'd like to point out.
And you fixed that. You
the
fixed
corrections that.
That
I put up on the blog
are usually my
are
mistakes.
Almost always yours. So.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah. People
sorry.
Don't care about this. they're like, oh, we're watching a little squabble right here. All right. Okay. The hosts duke it out on this yes. edition of the Tech Teachers. All right. Our website is thetechteachers.blogspot.com. Please
and
leave feedback.
Our email address is rayandholly@gmail.com. Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E.
And check out our show notes on the website for all the links to everything we talked about here today and any corrections that I might have messed up. That's it for this week's edition of The Tech Teachers.
Thank you for listening.
Until next time.